Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com today and use that promo code Locked On, and you're going to get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on episode 2 this week of 5, downloaded into your phone when you subscribe to Locked On Eagles on any podcast platform. It can be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, you name it, we are available on all platforms, churning out more Eagles podcasts a week than any platform. Louis DiBiase here riding solo. Gino's still down in Texas for a college football showcase, getting deep into a lot of the prospects that we'll be covering throughout the offseason as the Eagles get ready for a very, very important draft this April. Coming up on today's edition of the show, a coaching update as the Eagles continue their head coaching search. A couple new names, new candidates added to the fold earlier this week. But I also want to get into, obviously, you've heard Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, and this, you know, the media, the fans, you guys, everybody knows, the owner has talked about it too, like I just said, that the Eagles are in for a rebuild this offseason. And Jeffrey Lurie talked about how it might be a multi-year rebuild where this team has to get younger. They have to build through the draft. So I thought to myself, like, before this draft, obviously I keep saying pretty much every show that the 2021 NFL draft might be the most important for the Eagles since what, 2016, when they started this reboot with Doug Peterson. They got the quarterback in Carson Wentz. Nothing has been as important since because they've been really riding that Super Bowl window, that core of veterans they already had intact. Now it's a transition offseason where you have to add more youth. But what about the youth already on the roster? Like right now, because we all agree this has to be a rebuild. I don't think it's a full-on blow-it-up kind of rebuild, but it's not the retooling of the last few years where you're complementing a certain core of players. This year, you're trying to kind of build a new core. I mean, you have some pieces still in place, but again, that's the point of today's podcast, is what parts of the core do they have moving forward, not just in the 2021-2022 season, but in 2 years, in three, you know, deep into the future, what players under the age of, I guess you could say 30, but even 25, does this team have to work with for a rebuild? So that's what I'm going to get into on today's edition of the podcast. But first, let's get a coaching update. So obviously the Eagles are one of two teams left without a head coach. It's them and it's the Houston Texans. And with this, you know, this news about Deshaun Watson wanting out, the Texans, who knows when they're going to resolve that issue. And until then, I can't imagine a head coach is going to sign on to that chaotic mess. And so the Eagles aren't a fun situation for a coach really either, but I think it's the lesser of two evils. And so the Eagles can now kind of take their time and pretty much have their pick of the litter, right? They can pretty much choose now of the coaching candidates available remaining who they want. And so they're going to do their due diligence. You heard Jeffrey Lurie talk about in that press conference a couple weeks ago that they're going to take their time, that it's okay if they don't have a coach in February. And look, I didn't agree with that. I didn't preach patience. I thought you have to get your guy. There were a lot of coaching vacancies still at the time. But now that you're down to just two teams in need of a coach, and there's still a ton of names I like, I do agree now that you should interview as many people as you want. And so this week they interviewed Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni, New Orleans Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. Of course, we all know the news about Josh McDaniels. This list now of candidates that the Eagles are either A, interested in interviewing, or B, have already interviewed, it's, you know, 10, 15, what, 20 deep at this point. I mean, they're digging into everybody, in-house, NFL, college, you name it. The Eagles are looking for Doug Peterson's replacement in every avenue. I really actually like Sirianni as an option, by the way. He comes from Frank Reich. I thought he did great work with Jacoby Brissett last year and with Phillip Rivers this year. I thought that Colts offense overachieved, considering the lack of talent at quarterback. Phillip Rivers is old, but I don't want to say maybe overachieved, because that offensive line is top tier. They have Michael Pittman and T.Y. Hilton. That Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines, 1-2 punch at running back is pretty good. I should just say, at quarterback, I think Frank Reich, but also Nick Sirianni, have elevated that position in Indianapolis since Andrew Luck did retire. So he comes from Frank Reich. I like that coaching tree. Obviously, so does Philadelphia. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017. And look, maybe Sirianni would have a better understanding of Carson Wentz and how to fix him since he worked with Frank Reich. And Frank Reich, I think, worked better with Carson Wentz than any Eagles coach has since 2016. Obviously, Reich and John DeFilippo got that MVP season out of Wentz. And I'm not taking credit away from Doug Peterson either. You know, Doug and Wentz had a great rapport in 2017. And although that relationship kind of eroded over the past few years, you did see Doug do some great work with Carson. So I'm not trying to, you know, pull anything away from Doug, but obviously the track record of Frank Reich with quarterbacks is pretty impressive. So to get a young offensive mind like Nick Sirianni as head coach for Carson Wentz, and I know he's talked to Frank about Carson. I'm sure they're talking about it right now, maybe as a way to trade for Wentz if the Colts are interested. But Sirianni's interesting. I don't think Dennis Allen is a serious candidate. I don't want him to be the head coach. I don't want a defensive mind, especially somebody that flamed out like Allen did when he was the head coach of the Raiders. There's a report right now that it's down to McDaniels and Deuce Staley. God, I hope that's not the case. I know players are texting Jeffrey Lurie about Deuce and really advocating for Deuce Staley to get his shot as the Eagles head coach. You guys know how I feel about Deuce. I think he's an incredible assistant coach. I think he really knows how to motivate a locker room, an offense, and a defense. He knows the running back position, but I'm picky with who I want as my head coach. I want somebody that develops quarterbacks. I want a quarterback and receiver background. I want an aggressive, pass-first mindset. And I want a guy that potentially can call plays, because I don't want to lose that guy as a coordinator year after year if you find offensive success. I want that stability through having that guy as my head coach, not as an assistant. That's why I don't want Deuce Staley, and I just don't want Josh McDaniels for all the reasons I ranted about on Monday's show. I just don't think he's a guy that has the emotional intelligence to be a head coach, especially after what you went through with Doug Peterson. He was the complete opposite kind of coach. And what you went through with Chip Kelly, how he lost the locker room. I just don't want Josh McDaniels. I think he's power hungry. So is Howie Roseman. That's a recipe for disaster. You know there's going to be beef there. I just can't believe, honestly, the Eagles are even considering it. You know, there's stories about McDaniels and Jay Cutler in Denver and how he burned all those bridges there. And his quarterback, he has a quarterback guru kind of label. I don't get that. Sure, he made Matt Castle look good for a bit, and I guess Jimmy Garoppolo for a few games and Jacoby Brissett, but I mean, McDaniels for the majority of his career had Tom Brady, and when it was his chance to hand pick his quarterback in Denver, he traded up for Tim Tebow. So there's just so many reasons I don't like the McDaniels hire, and I'll tell you what, if he's the guy, I would dislike the Eagles more than maybe I even did in 2015. Right now, I find the Eagles, if it's McDaniels, the only other time I would dislike them as much was 2015, where I was absolutely miserable watching and covering that team. I hope it's not McDaniels. To me, it's easy. It's Bieniemy or it's Brady. It's Eric Bieniemy, the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator, or it's Joe Brady, the Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator. You have your pick of those two. If you want it to be Nick Sirianni, sure, I like that too. Hell, I'll even take Deuce Staley over Josh McDaniels. Just please, anybody but Josh McDaniels. I think he might be my last person on the list that I want to be the head coach. So there's your coaching update. The Eagles are pretty serious, though, about McDaniels. They're serious about Deuce Staley. I think Bieniemy, they're going to want to interview after the Super Bowl or the AFC title, depending on when Kansas City, their season ends. Then they can talk to Bieniemy. I like Nick Sirianni as well, though. That's an updated guy that's added to the list. Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni and New Orleans Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. All right, let's talk about now the roster, because we've been talking a lot about coaches the past few weeks since Doug Peterson got fired. If this truly is a rebuild, as Jeffrey Lurie says it's going to be, and maybe a multi-year rebuild to get this team back to where they were in 2017, what do the Eagles have to work with on their roster right now, long-term? Not just through this draft. This draft is going to be crucial for what I'm talking about here, but already on the roster, what do they have to work with? That's coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. Guys, today's show is sponsored by TurboTax. You're one of a kind, and so are your taxes. That's why TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who are ready to listen to you, learn about your unique tax situation, and help you get the best tax outcome. Maybe you're moonlighting as a red share driver, and you have questions about what qualifies as a deduction. Maybe you want an expert to walk you through the process, since most of your income last year came from freelance jobs. Or maybe you'd like to hand the whole tax filing process off, as I would, to an expert while you perfect your banana bread recipe. Whether you want to file with the help of an expert or let an expert do the filing for you, TurboTax Live tax experts are here to help, giving you the confidence to know that you're one of a kind, and so are your taxes. Make sure they're done right with Intuit TurboTax Live. Guys, today's Locked On Eagles is also sponsored by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring that launched exclusively on January 18th. So it's been up now for a couple days at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launched on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. So, if the Eagles are truly in a rebuild right now, I mean, Jeffrey Lurie sounded like a guy getting ready for a multi-year rebuild. I don't know if that's what it necessarily is going to take to get good again, right? Because, I mean, you saw in 2012 to 2013, the team went from 4-12 with Andy Reid to 10-6 with Chip Kelly. Then they went from 7-9 with Chip Kelly in 2015 to 7-9 again in 2016 with Doug Peterson. But then a year later, you win a Super Bowl. So the Eagles have turned things around fast. The NFL is not the NBA. It's not the NHL where you're drafting, you know, 17, 18-year-old kids that take 5+ years to develop. It doesn't take that long sometimes to rebuild in the NFL, especially if you get head coach right, and especially if you get quarterback right. It can launch you into a Super Bowl 2 years after the disaster that was 2015. The Eagles are living proof that long-term rebuilds don't always have to be the way to build a roster. And so that's, for one thing, I don't know if it's going to take, you know, multi-years, like Jeffrey Lurie said, multiple seasons to get back to where you were in 2017, and hell, even 2018 and 2019. If Joe Brady comes in and fixes Carson Wentz, to me, that's all it's going to take to be a playoff contender again. But they certainly, at the same time, they do need to build through the youth movement. They need to build through the draft with their current money situation, with the current age of this roster and the lack of young talent. Yes, Jeffrey Lurie is right. They have to get younger. They have to get more talented for the long term. So the question is, because obviously we're focused on this 2021 draft, the sixth overall draft pick, that's going to be huge in starting up that youth movement. But how many pieces are already on the roster you can count on long term? You know, and the way I look at this is kind of, let's say there was an expansion draft in the NFL and you can protect 10 players on your team. And of course, I'm kind of going based off the NHL, the NBA expansion rules. The NFL, I'm sure, would be different because there's 53 players on a roster. So I'm sure there'd be more leeway for a team to protect players. But hypothetically, let's just say, I don't know, a couple teams are expanded into the NFL. The Eagles can protect 10 players. Who do you protect? This is a good way to evaluate what you have right now when it comes to young talent on this roster that you expect to keep you in contention for a long time, or at least be part of a winning core for more than just 1 or 2 years. So again, let's say you can protect 10 players. I made a list of guys I would protect, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty alarming, and it shows just how much work the Eagles have to do when it comes to talented young players on this team. So here's who I'd protect. Let's say the Eagles can protect 10 players on an expansion draft. I protect Carson Wentz, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jordan Mailata, Dallas Goedert, and Miles Sanders on offense. So I'm protecting my potential star quarterback still. I know Wentz has a big contract. He's coming off the worst year of his career, one of the worst seasons a quarterback has had in the NFL in a while. But I'm still believing in Carson. I'm protecting him over Jalen Hurts, and I'm not protecting both quarterbacks. I want Hurts gone anyway, so this is a way to do that. I want to protect my core up front on the offensive line because that's what's been able to get you through all the injuries at receiver and the lack of talent at running back the past few years, right? You've had an elite offensive line, and that's been featuring Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks. They're not young anymore, but they're still in their prime. And then Jordan Mailata is a young, talented left tackle that I think is the left tackle of the future. And so I'm protecting those three offensive linemen, not Jason Kelce. He's going to retire, I think, at any point now. If he guaranteed me he's going to play for more than the next 2 seasons, then, you know, beyond 2021, then I'd protect Jason Kelce. But I don't even think, honestly, he's going to come back in 2021. So it's Carson, it's Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jordan Mailata, and then my two best young skill position players, Dallas Goedert at tight end and Miles Sanders at running back. So I have, what's that? I have four more guys I can keep. And so on defense, I mean, obviously Fletcher Cox. I'm keeping Josh Sweat. I'm protecting Josh Sweat. I think he's one of the best up-and-coming pass rushers in a 4-3 defense at defensive end. Darius Slay is my true CB1. I know he's going to be 30 soon, but I got to protect that stud corner that I haven't had since Asante Samuel. And then I have one more spot, and this was tough. I'm like, there's nothing else on defense to keep. And I went back to offense. I'm like, what do I keep? Andre Dillard or Isaac Seumalo? Maybe Seumalo, but I went with Brandon Graham still just because of how good he is still. And I think defensive ends can play for a long time, and he still says he plans on playing for, you know, more than two seasons. So I'm going to keep BG as well. I'm going to keep that defensive line core. So a lot of that's defensive linemen or offensive linemen too. It's three offensive linemen and three defensive linemen make up 60% of who I'm protecting in this expansion scenario. But of all these players, Wentz, Lane, Brooks, Mailata, Goddard, Sanders, Cox, Sweat, Slay, and Graham, that's only four players under 26, and that's only five under 30. So half. Half of the players I kept in an expansion draft for the Eagles are under 30. That shows you they do not have nearly enough pieces long term beyond just the next one season or two. Because I protected a lot of, and I put youth in mind. I tried to keep all the young, you know, I kept guys like Mailata and Sweat and Goddard and Sanders over a Jason Kelce, who's going to help you more next year if he plays. Or, you know, who else, another veteran that you could keep. I mean, even Isaac Seumalo, I guess, but he's a young piece. I probably should have kept him over somebody, but I think this was the right list. So of those guys, I kept the best players for the next season or two, but I also tried to keep young guys, but I didn't have any options. Again, four players under 26 and only five under 30. But again, that's my hands were tied. I didn't really have any other options. The Eagles have a lot of work in these next coming drafts, and they got to see what else they have in the young pieces they have on offense and defense that are already on the roster. Because right now, if you had to protect a lot of these guys, there hasn't been a lot of players that have made the case for me to be long-term pieces. It's been mostly still the core of the Super Bowl. Wentz, Lane, Brooks, you know, Cox, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay's a veteran. I should have been able to keep more young players, and I really couldn't. The best future that I could keep was Mailata, Goddard, Sanders, and Sweat. And I guess Wentz still, but even Carson Wentz is 28 years old. So that's I think the expansion scenario really shows you where this team is at when it comes to talent and youth on the roster. Louis DiBiase joining you on this Wednesday edition of Locked On Eagles. And guys, it's sponsored by betonline.ag. You've got the AFC Championship this weekend, the NFC as well, Bills, Chiefs, Packers, Buccaneers. One place that has you covered and one place we trust to go to your bets is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get 50% off for a welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action with the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. They also have individual bets, parlays. You can bet on who the next Eagles head coach is going to be. You name it. It's there at betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts. All right, Eagles fans, we are wrapping up this Wednesday edition of Locked On Eagles, getting into the long-term core. You know, if this is going to be truly a rebuild for the Eagles this offseason and maybe the next couple years, what do they have to work with? Obviously, the draft picks in 2021 are going to be crucial. That sixth overall draft pick will be huge, but the whole draft will be, you know, in a nutshell. But right now on the roster, like, what potential pieces do you have long-term? I did the expansion scenario in segment two, like, who would I protect? And even that had me protecting mostly veterans. You know, of 10 players I protected, only five were under 30 and only four were under 26. I kept Carson Wentz, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jordan Mailata, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, Fletcher Cox, Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, and Brandon Graham. And it wasn't even that hard. outside of Isaac Seumalo, there wasn't a lot of other young pieces I wanted to keep. I mean, you've got some good young depth at the offensive line. Jack Driscoll, Nate Herbig, those are two good swing linemen. Matt Pryor as well for depth that have played a lot after 2020. You know, what is Andre Dillard still? That's a first-round prospect only in year three that I thought did some good things in 2019. He was supposed to be your left tackle of the future, but I think Jordan Mailata changes that. But Dillard's something maybe you consider to keep, you know, as a young, talented lineman. But it really wasn't that hard, and that's the problem. I mean, what other potential pieces do you have? We know Sweat, Sanders, Goddard, Mailata, I think are going to be a long-term part of the puzzle. Are there other potential pieces? Yeah. There's not guys that guaranteed me their stock long-term in Philly that made me want to keep them in an expansion scenario. But, you know, you look at guys like Jalen Reagor, you hope that he can be what you saw out of TCU as a first-round guy. Even if he's your wide receiver two to a Jamar Chase or a Devonta Smith, you hope he's a starter long-term. And you hope probably at least one more young receiver can be part of that core. Honestly, even over Travis Fulgham, when it comes to Fulgham, Greg Ward, John Hightower, and Quez Watkins, I'm actually the most hopeful for Quez Watkins to be a long-term piece. That's where I'm at right now. I was really impressed with him. You guys know I was a big fan of him coming out of Southern Miss. He showed a lot of explosive ability at the end of the year. I think he's a better talent than Fulgham, but you hope at least one of those guys becomes some sort of piece as well. So that's on offense. And then on defense, you don't have almost anything to work with. Josh Sweat and Derek Barnett up front can be a long-term defensive end combo if you decide to re-sign Barnett. And then you go to the second and third level, and it's terrible. I mean, Alex Singleton's a promising linebacker. What do you have in Davian Taylor yet? We still have no idea. And then the secondary is completely bleak after Slay. I think you've got one more year in Rodney McLeod at safety. And then what do you have outside of that? You got rid of Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones, Avante Maddox, I don't think is a long-term piece anymore. Craven LeBlanc isn't either. The only guy I can think of is Kayvon Wallace. He did some okay things last year as a rookie, but he didn't really stand out as a fourth-round pick. And so the defense is really where the problem is long term. I don't know what you have outside of the defensive line. The second and third level need a lot of work. And so while the sixth overall pick is still, to me, a focus of it is receiver, but I wouldn't complain if the Eagles took a corner there, a safety, a linebacker like a Micah Parsons. Really, I wouldn't, because the defense needs help long term. The best pieces I can say that are there, you know, for two plus seasons is Sweat. Maybe Barnett. I mean, obviously Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham are still going to be there, and Javon Hargrave as well, but I'm talking like long-term for the future. You know, guys under the age of 30, under the age of 25, it's Sweat, Barnett, maybe Singleton, maybe Davian Taylor, maybe Kayvon Wallace, but none of those guys have convinced me yet. There's no guarantees outside of Sweat. Whereas, like, even on offense, I think you know what you have now long-term in Goddard, in Sanders. Hell, I even think between Mailata and Dillard, one of them is going to be your left tackle of the future. I think just the law of averages, and based on the promise I've seen from both, one of them will pan out and be that left tackle. So even on offense, you've got some guarantees. And even at quarterback, you have options. Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts. That sixth overall draft pick could be Zach Wilson. It could be Trey Lance. Hell, it could be Justin Fields in some scenarios. But on defense, it's bleak. And so that's where I think the Eagles really have their work cut out for them long term. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of the show. We've got a mailbag tomorrow, so get your questions in at DiBiase LOE on Twitter, at Locked On Birds. Also, you can email us at LockedOnEaglesPodcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the show if you can. Leave us a rate and review, hopefully of 5 stars. It's how we grow the show and continue to churn out 5 episodes a week for you right here on Locked On Eagles. For myself, Louis DiBiase, signing off, this is going to do it for today's edition of LOE. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.